Howdy, hi, and hello. Welcome back to Noah's Nest, the beautiful world of coziness combined with information. I don't know how you want to roll it. Come on in, get cozy. Let's not get all wet and hailed on, hopefully not struck by lightning by the fucking horrible festival. Blue Ridge Rock Festival. Holy shit. I don't know how you could fuck up that bad. I know the storm couldn't have done much, but the people that are running the event should have prepared a lot easier. You've done it the year prior. You could have done something. But I'm not going to dive much into that because a lot of other people are dealing with it, and I won't dive more into it. This is Noah's Nest, where I, Noah, will be diving into a different class, describing it a bit more, helping the newer players, or just something for any of you guys to listen to. So come in, take a seat, get warm, don't be out in the hail, storm, rain. Hopefully nothing broke while you were at that festival. Today's episode will be the Ranger. A lot of people have made it very clear that they don't like this class. It's not a great class. I can beg to differ, but I'll get to that near the end. Ranger is the class where you are more of a, well, kind of says in the name, Ranger. You deal more with bows and arrows and like finesse or light small weapons to be out and survive. From hunting deadly animals or knowing how to move more stealthily through the wilderness. They're usually more independent and they know their ways around the different climates, depending on what type of ranger you want to do. As usual, I will go through the levels, talking about what you can get, then I'll talk about the different archetypes or subclasses. Alrighty. Okay. At first level, you get favored enemy and natural explorer. For favored enemy, you get to choose a type of monster or creature that is aberrations, beasts, celestials, constructs, dragons, elementals, fae, fiends, giants, monstrosities, oozes, plants, or undead. Or you can choose two races like gnoll, orc, elf, halfling, whatever, as a favorite enemy. You'll have advantage on wisdom / survival checks on your favorite enemy to track it, as well as intelligence checks to recall information. You'll also be able to learn an additional language spoken by your favorite enemy, if they actually speak one, and you'll get more as you level up. Natural Explorer is where you get to choose your favorite type of terrain, where you can choose Arctic, coast, desert, forest, grasslands, mountain, swamps, or the Underdark. You'll be able to gain an intelligence or wisdom check related to that terrain, and your proficiency will be doubled while you're using that skill which you need. While you're traveling through one of these, which is your favored, you won't gain difficult terrain that includes your group. You can't become lost other by magical means. You can move more stealthily than normal pace if you are traveling alone. If you are trying to find berries or something to eat within this foliage, you find twice as much food as normal. Also, while you're tracking other creatures, you can also learn their exact number, size, and how long ago they passed through. And you'll get to gain more different terrains as you level up as well. At second level, you gain a fighting style. This is where you are more specialized in a type of style for your specific type of ranger. Archery, defense, dueling, and two weapon fighting for this so far. You will also gain spell casting at your second level. They don't gain a lot of spells, they only go up to level 5 in the different spells, but it is something that makes it a bit easier for capturing animals or capturing creatures. At third level, you gain Ranger Archetype. This is where you get to choose the type of subclass you want, but I will get into that a little bit later. Also at third level, you get Primeval Awareness. This is where you can use your action to use a ranger spell slot to be aware of what's around you. So for a minute per level of the spell slot, you can sense whether the following types of creatures are present within a mile or within six that are in your favorite, if you are in your favorite terrain. Aberrations, celestials, dragons, elemental, fae, fiends, and undead. It doesn't affect all of them, but it does affect a good handful of the different types of creatures. At 4th, 8th, 12th, 16th, and 19th, you gain your ability score improvement, which is increase one ability score by 2, or 2 increased by 1. Or, if you don't want to do that, you can choose a feat. At level 5, you gain extra attack. Instead of attacking once on your attack action, you can use 2. So instead of slinging one arrow, you can sling 2. Land stride at level 8. Moving through non-magical terrain doesn't cost you any extra movement. So you don't slow down, you don't have to take so much longer to get to an enemy. You can also pass through non-magical plants without being slowed by them, and without taking damage if they have thorns, spines, or something similar of the sorts. You'll also have advantage on saving throws against plants that are magically created, like Entangled. Hide in plain sight. It's at level 10. You can spend 1 minute crafting camouflage for yourself, where you can use fresh mud, dirt, plants, soot, or anything other in nature's materials where you can create camouflage. You'll gain a +10 bonus to your dexterity / stealth checks as long as you remain moving without moving or taking any action. If you move or take an action or a reaction, you will have to camouflage yourself once again to gain this benefit. Vanish at 14th level, you can use your hide action as a bonus action for your turn, and you can also not be tracked by non-magical means unless you choose to leave a trail. Feral Instincts at level 18, when you attack a creature you can't see, your inability to see doesn't impose disadvantage on attack rolls. You're also aware of any invisible creatures within 30 feet of you, as long as you aren't blinded or deafened. And at level 20, which is Foe Slayer, this is where on each of your turns, you can add your wisdom modifier to the attack roll or the damage roll on your attack that is going to be against one of your favorite enemies. You can choose to use this roll before or after to add your wisdom modifier, but before any of the effects from the rolls are applied. Now onto the optional class features. This is where more people actually like. First one is Defeat Explorer. You can surpass Explorer and Survival both in the wilderness and dealing with others on your travels. You gain the canny benefit below, and you gain more when you reach 6th and 10th level. Canny is where you can choose one of your skills and have expertise in it, where you just double the ability check made for that. You can also read, speak, and write 2 additional languages. At level 6, you get Roving. This is where your walking speed increases by 5, and now you have a climbing and swimming speed equal to your walking speed. And at level 10, which is Tiredness, as an action, you can give yourself a number of temporary hit points equal to 1d8 plus your wisdom modifier. You can use your action. You can use this a number of times equal to your proficiency bonus, and it'll regain when you finish a long rest. In addition, whenever you finish a short rest with an exhaustion level, it decreases by 1, as long as you have Tiredness. Also at level 1, Favored Foe. This would replace the favorite enemy, but it's your choice. Whenever you hit a creature on an attack roll, you can use your mystical bond of nature to mark the creature as your favorite enemy for 1 minute, or until you lose concentration. First time each of your turns, if you hit a favorite enemy, it includes when you mark it, you can increase the damage by 1d4. You can use this feature a number of times equal to your proficiency bonus, and it regains after a long rest. And your damage increases as you level up. At second level, you get additional ranger spells. This is from the spells from the books Tasha's Cauldron and Xanathar's Guide. You get from Entangled to Elemental Weapon to even Greater Restoration. Along with second level, you get fighting style options. You get a couple more: blind fighting, druidic warrior, throwing weapon fighting. A little bit more variety for your different ranger that you want. Also at second level, you get a spell casting focus. Instead of having specific materials for your spells, you get to have a focus that could be a mistletoe or holly, a wand, or a couple other things that could just come directly from your focus. Next, at third level, is Primeval Awareness. This will replace the other one at third level. You learn additional spells as you level up through the class by connecting with nature a bit more easily, from speak with animals to locate creature and even commune with nature. At fourth level, you get Martial Versatility. This is whenever you level up and gain the ability score improvement feature, you can change your fighting style with another one. And lastly, Nature's Veil. This will replace your hide in plain sight. You can use a bonus action to become magically invisible along with anything you are equipped with or carrying until the end of your next turn. You get to use this a number of times equal to your proficiency bonus, and it regains after a long rest. That's it for the whole class and the optional features. Now on to the archetypes slash subclasses. First up is Beastmaster. This is where you gain a animal companion or a beast companion. It has to reach a certain challenge rating, but depending on what your DM decides, you can change that however you want. This one always has bad feedback from it because you will have to use an action to command your beast to do certain actions like attack, dash, help, whatever. If you have an extra attack, you can command your beast to attack on your extra one. If you are incapacitated, your beast will act on its own by protecting you or itself. If it does die, you'll be able to gain a new one after spending 8 hours on trying to find another beast. But along with this class, you can extend the help from your beast by giving them a bonus action to command it on certain abilities or certain checks, letting them have magical attacks instead of just normal attacks. Your beast could attack multiple times, or you can cast spells that target you or your allies. You can cast them through your beast. Next is Drake Warden. This is where it's kind of like Beastmaster, but you are more of a dragon, aka Drake Rider. You'll be able to speak, read, write Draconic. You'll be able to cast a certain cantrip called Thaumaturgy. You'll be able to gain a Drake companion, which is like a dragon-like companion, and they level up as you level up. They'll be able to possibly gain a flying speed, gain more damage and certain resistances as they also level up. They'll be able to gain a breath attack, like a dragon's breath attack, along with gaining more resistances, making them grow even more as you summon them, or even deal more damage. Next is the Fae Wanderer. This is where they go from the Feywild to the Moral Plane fairly frequently. They go into both planes. They're more joyful, bright-hearted, but they can also be more dreadful with their powerful strikes. Throughout this class, you'll be able to deal psychic damage with your weapon attacks. You'll be able to gain more spells, have an additional plus to your charisma checks, or gain more skills, along with having advantage against charmed or frightened, or possibly charming or frightening an enemy if they try to charm or frighten you. You'll be able to call upon the royal courts of the Feywild and summon Fey, or you can even use Misty Step fairly easily, popping from place to place like you have already been doing. Next is Gloomstalker. This is where you were kind of born in dark places, under the earth, dark alleyways, evil-like forests, pretty much anywhere that is more dark or more dim-lidded. They're more combined with darkness, trying to ambush people, more found in the Underdark. So they'll gain spells. They'll also be able to gain a bonus to the initiative roll and deal more damage if you are able to gain advantage or surprise them. You'll gain even farther range of dark vision. You'll have proficiency in wisdom saving throws, along with intelligence or charisma of your choice. You'll also be able to attack with a weapon even if you miss your other weapon attack. Also, along with that, if your enemy doesn't have advantage on you, you can use your reaction to impose disadvantage, but you'll have to use it before the attack roll outcome reveals itself. Next is the Horizon Walker. This seeks out more planar portals and keeps watch over them. So like the Fey Wanderer, this one walks from the inner planes and the outer planes to find specific foes that are being more detrimental, like more dragons or even elementals. So you'll gain more spells specific to the Horizon Walker. You'll be also able to detect where the closest portal is within 1 mile of you, if it's in that mile. You'll also be able to deal an extra amount of force damage every time you hit, and it will increase as you level up. Along with the detection, finding the closest portal, you will be able to cast a spell called Etherealness without using a spell slot. So you'll be on pretty much the middle borderlines of the ethereal plane. Along with that, you'll be able to teleport. If you go to attack, you can teleport up to 10 feet as long as there's an unoccupied space. And lastly, whenever you take damage, you could use your reaction to gain resistance to that damage. Next is Hunter. This is where you are actually protecting but also terrorizing the wilderness. You are kind of a hired help to find these creatures to just kind of protect people. You'll be able to choose a certain feature throughout all of these different features. So, Hunter's Prey, you'll get to choose one of these other features where they deal either more damage. You can provide a reaction to attack them, or you can even make another attack with the same weapon, hopefully dealing more damage. Or you can make opportunity attacks have disadvantage against you, have a higher AC, or even have advantage against being frightened. You'll be able to have multi-attack for this subclass, where you can either attack from farther away, so you weren't in harm's way, or you can attack multiple people in one immediate go. Or you can even have evasion, where you can either take half damage or no damage on area effect spells. You can make an attack be re-rolled, or you can even have damage be halved against you. Next is Monster Slayer. This is where you're actually hunting down creatures of the night, dealing with more dark magic. You're kind of seeking out vampires or fays, maybe fiends, more supernatural-esque monsters. You'll gain spells. You will be able to learn the specific types of monsters' immunities, resistances, or vulnerabilities, and see if it actually has any of those. Along with that, you'll be able to deal more damage through your attacks as long as you designate the specific damage to. You'll be able to gain more resistance, have a better chance of beating a saving throw by adding additional dice to roll. Along with that, you could stop a spell or teleporting thing from happening around you. So they'll have to beat a wisdom saving throw, and if they fail, the teleportation fails as well. And lastly, you'll be able to, whenever you're forced to make a saving throw, you can use your reaction to quickly make an attack before making that saving throw. And if you hit the attack, you automatically succeed. And last, but certainly not least, is the Swarm Keeper. This is where you are more in the wild, honing in on the different swarms, like maybe dragonflies, butterflies, bees, that swarm, the sort of swarm. You'll be able to gain the type of swarm that could be from insects, pixies, whatever you would like. Your swarm will be able to deal more damage, push creatures in different directions, or even help you move farther. You'll be able to gain more spells. You could gain a flying speed and hover by the help from your swarm. Your swarm will be able to deal more damage as you level up, and they'll be able to either knock them prone or even give you half cover. And lastly, with this class, you can vanish into your swarm and teleport up to 30 feet away where the swarm reappears. And that is it for the Ranger class. This was my first class that I ever played. We didn't get far in this class, and we didn't have as many subclasses, but it was still a really good class to have for kind of chipping damage. I can kind of agree that it does not hold up to par with other classes by damaging wise, but I think this is a great class for roleplaying wise. Being able to figure out where certain creatures are going, figuring out where certain humans are going. It works fairly well if it goes well with that specific kind of campaign. Like, if your favored terrain is the Arctic, but you're set in the urban city through more than half of your story, it'll kind of go to waste. So talk to your DM about it. See where the story is mainly going to go, and see if certain skills are going to be useful throughout the actual campaign. Because if it is going to be useful, if you are going to be able to find certain things, if you are going to be able to chip in a decent amount of damage as time goes by, Ranger is great. It goes along with the Fighter fairly well. They kind of go back and forth of being attack, do a little bit more, but this one I feel is more role-playing-esque. Oh, I forgot my rating. Out of 10, I would rate this probably a 7. Yes, I do think it's a good class, but it is also situational. It depends on what campaign you're doing. It also depends on if you want to just do a little bit of damage in combat and focus more on role-playing. Couple things. As usual, first up is Cody. Killer Mimic merch. He's doing his shit. He's getting a lot of designs out, getting a decent amount ready for Halloween. I want to spoil some things, but I'm not allowed to. Let's just say spooky season is coming upon us one way or another, and that he always comes back. So, if you want to check him out, if you want to buy anything from him, check him out at Killer Mimic Merch, or just Killer Mimic. All of his stuff will be in the description, where you'll be able to check out his website, go on his Instagram, Facebook, check him out. His designs are coming out. They're going to be fucking killer. Wink. And also the other one is Hope K Thrifts. She is a reseller that focuses on sustaining the environment in a cheap and fashionable way. You know, all of those expensive clothings like Lululemon, Free People, Converse, Nike, all of those. You all know that it's hundreds of dollars, maybe even more. Maybe even more than a couple hundred. Well, all of her items that she resells is only $20 or less, so you're getting a massive steal off of that. Also, if you want to get an even more steal, message her at code CHEAPTHRIFTS to get another 10% off. You can find everything that she goes on at Hope K Thrifts. That can be Poshmark, Depop, Mercari, Instagram, and so much more. If you are interested in buying anything from her, go check her out. She can find a lot of shit, and it's really nice. And lastly, ourselves, Creatures and Cantrips. We are on everything, Twitter, aka X, Instagram, Facebook, technically TikTok, technically, but not really. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcast, pretty much anywhere that you find anything that has podcasts in it. Like, share, rate us 5 stars, follow us, share everything. Anything helps with us. We got some shit moving in the background, and I can't wait for it to come to light for all of you to hear. So thank you all for listening. Check everything out in the description. Thank you. Have a good night. Sorry that the Blue Ridge Festival fucking sucked. At least everyone is now safe, I think. If you got hurt or something got damaged, I am severely sorry. They better fucking send everyone refunds, or there's going to be massive riots. All right. Sorry. Good night. Be peaceful. Later.